All right, let's rock and roll on the phones. We've given you a lot of topics to chew on, including who or what are you sick of. You can win Metallica tickets, Pete Rose, the Phils, Eagles, Cowboys, and more. Oh. Another song. Like, let's go to the phones, but. I'm guessing Devin wouldn't put Michael Jackson in the Hall of Fame either.
I don't have a good answer to that.
Oh, no. You know what's amazing?
I thought about Devin. Saying something. And
gotta be consistent.
The thing that's so amazing about that song,
yeah.
And I actually was talking to my 18-year-old daughter about this over this last weekend.
Okay.
You've got Michael Jackson, who is the biggest star in the world at the time, who invite, I don't know exactly the circumstances, but you got Eddie Van Halen, who is the biggest guitarist in the world at the time. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jackson somehow wrestles Eddie Van Halen away from Van Halen. Like, Van Halen's doing 1984, you know, like Jump. The biggest video on MTV.
I remember.
And all of a sudden, Michael Jackson's new video has Eddie Van Halen. You know, like, whoa, what's going on here?
Sure.
Like, allegiances have been broken and reformed and all sorts of stuff. But it was just, Michael Jackson really was so transcendent in the music industry.
He was unbelievable.
Everyone who loved music, everyone who cared about music, if Michael Jackson said jump, they said how high, and I'll be there yesterday.
Yeah, he was the guy.
Yeah,
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, the greatest guitarist in the world, had no qualms about just abandoning. You know, like, hey, rest of the band.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go do this, man. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so where are you at on all these topics, including Pete Rose? Dennis in Springfield. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys been? I haven't talked in a while.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, great, Dennis. How about you?
I'm good, man. John Ritchie, you have never been more right in your entire life about this whole Dallas thing.
Mm.
That is an absolute... This is just another instance of the NFL jamming the Dallas Cowboys down our throat.
That is true. That's true.
Yeah, I hate that.
But I don't mind it this time. I actually embrace it.
It bothers me.
We don't need them to rub their nose in it. They know. It's bad enough that every time I turn my TV on at 4 o'clock, they're playing.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that every time I turn on a pregame show, a postgame show, any type of analysis show, there's two of them sitting there.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They won seven games last year.
Jason Garrett's the biggest joke on that front because there are some Cowboys that were, you know, deserve the esteem. Let's be real. Troy Aikman deserves it. And he, I think, is an outstanding announcer. I mean, what does Garrett bring to the table? And he was he was an average coach. I mean, what was he? I mean, really.
But I mean, and it's already kind of started because the other day I'm watching, one of the ESPN shows. And since the Eagle-Dallas game is the first game, that's the one they're going to talk about.
Yep.
And all I'm hearing is the justification of Dow. Dak's back, and they got a brand new quarterback, and they had a good draft, and this and that and that. And then the one girl says, yeah, and don't forget, the Eagles have a new offensive coordinator, and we know how that worked out last time they changed offensive coordinators. Stop it.
Well, they won the Super Bowl because that was last year.
No, when they went to Brian Johnson.
But that was two times ago is what I'm saying.
I know, but that's what they're doing to try and justify this as a game. The Eagles are 7-point favorites already. I'm just so sick and tired.
All right, well, listen, Dennis, you're no, they do that. You're right about that. Give me a great answer, Dennis. Who or what are you sick of?
I'm sick of the New York Knicks fans and specifically the players that they keep showing us during the game, and you know what I want to see when they show me Patrick Ewing and Stephon Marbury and whoever else they're showing, John Starks.
You know why I disagree? Go ahead, Dennis. Go ahead.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I did tell.
I want to see the little writing under there, Patrick Ewing. Never won a title. Never won a title.
Well, we know.
All these players never won crap.
Well, I'll tell you, Dennis, I'll tell you this, man. I still admire them. I do, too. They were a tough group. And the other thing I'll say is good for their organization that their former players are embraced by the organization and show up. What do we have? They roll out AI every once in a while, Doc every once in a while, and what?
That's it.
That's it. That's it. That's not acceptable. Like, develop a relationship with Eric Snow. Develop a relationship with Hersey Hawkins. I mean, develop
Aaron
relationship.
McKee.
Aaron McKee. I mean, love Aaron. I mean, I respect that the Knicks players want to go back. I respect that the Knicks organization has a relationship that gets them back. Sixers have neither of that. Good for the Knicks. I hate to say it. Good for them. Good for their fans. Bad for us. That's the way I see
it. Tyrone Hill.
Tyrone Hill. Tyrone Hill. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Yo, Steve.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you say today, Mr. DeCamera, because I agree 100%. We're playing the Cowboys, who aren't the best of teams, and everybody knows that our team does not usually start out the season that great because, you know, we don't practice like you're supposed to,
they haven't lost an opener under Sirianni, but them teetered thereafter. But I think, aren't they 4-0 under him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, but like I said, the first month of the season, we're usually pretty blasé until we get things cooking. Plus, we get to unveil everything in front of the king of plastic face himself, Jerry Jones.
That's true.
I mean, come on. I mean, what's better than that? And obviously, the NFL's doing it for ratings. Two of the most popular teams in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys, who, you know, are loved by a lot of people who are the scumbag of the earth, and, you know, and the ones who hate them are great, like the Philadelphia fans.
Steve, I got an idea for you. I got an idea for the Eagles. Tell me if you support this. So we talk about like a banner going up or whatever, but really what it is they just remove a cloth that covers the banner. I mean, at least that's how they did it the last time, whether it's a cloth or not a cloth, but they remove something from the spot and then you see the thing. Here's my idea. When the thing is removed, what's behind it is Dallas sucks.
That would be awesome.
After that minute, you get a cheer for a minute, then you got the other unveil, and then it's Super Bowl 59. I mean, how could you? That's what Buddy Ryan would do.
Yeah, and then obviously take a nice long picture of Plastic Face.
I hear you, man. Steve, give me a great answer for who or what are you sick of.
One thing I want to say about Pete Rose, okay, please. The man's worthy play. His play is worthy, but, you know, he might even have done something to question the integrity of the baseball game by gambling on it. And that's why you
can't. Well, it's not in May. It's not in May. He did.
And admitted to it.
Yeah, that's not in May. Yeah.
But you don't know why. The motives could have been like, he owed people money. He owed this guy money. You don't know why he did.
No, listen.
That's why you can't put him in.
To me, the big question I've always wondered is, did he ever bet against his team? And you know, the authorities, let's say, and he have always said he did not. But I've always wondered. I mean, I don't know.
Right, exactly. And you really don't know.
You don't know. You absolutely don't know. Steve, who or what are you sick of?
Cowboy fans who live in our area.
Good answer right there, for sure. John, do you embrace my idea of when the thing is removed, it's a fake out, and it's actually just Dallas Sox? Now, how could you beat that moment? How could you beat that moment?
It is sort of tricky. I like what you're saying, and I do think it's important to note there's a difference. It's not a putting up of a banner.
Yeah.
It is a removal.
Yeah.
So you just remove, you know, maybe you go.
I'm turning you, Richie!
Maybe you remove one layer, and there's a Dallas Sucks temporarily, and then you remove that quickly, and then there's the real banner behind it.
Boom. Right?
We could go a lot of directions with this.
I'm just saying, I think the Eagles versus Dallas thing got shortchanged yesterday based on what I heard. I didn't hear, you know, 24 hours of the station, but I heard enough where I just felt like there were a lot of people complaining. And I get it. Yes, Dallas is shoved down our throats. That is true. America's team.
Dallas
blah, blah, blah.
Does not deserve to be mentioned, to be discussed in the same conversation with the elite NFL
teams. Well, they're not.
Teams.
They're getting it because of a 60-year
NFL
heritage.
Teams are supposed to be. Those considered for the kickoff game.
You're not wrong.
This is Thursday night kickoff the whole season with the world champion. Who's the worthy opponent for the world champion Philadelphia
Eagles?
Well,
you know what it also is, though.
It's not the lowly Dallas Cowboys.
You know what their main motivation is, though? Highest ratings.
Well, that.
And it will get the highest ratings. Let's be real. The Dallas Cowboys versus the Eagles is going to get higher ratings across the nation than the Lions and Eagles. It's a fact.
Can you imagine if the Eagles host the, let's say, the Lions to open up the season, and maybe the Lions go a little bit harder in preseason than the Eagles do, and the Lions win. Like, that is a much worse case scenario than the Eagles beating the Cowboys week one, and it's not necessarily, you know, a potential what could have been a playoff matchup.
And I'll add this, Devin. I think if the Eagles faced a tougher opponent week one, it may have caused Sirianni to go harder with the players in August to be prepared for what I'll call a more important game week one.
True.
Because then you're talking about home field advantage for the NFC out of the gate.
Yeah, and even with Dallas, I do wonder if that affects their preseason approach because it is a conference divisional rival. So
That's possible.
It's an important game.
All right, we'll take your reaction on all of this. Also, some of what Rob Thompson said yesterday, his interview with us, meaning when I wasn't here, but everyone else was here, morning show yesterday. Elliot had a fascinating tweet recently. We're going to get to that. And AMA as well. Phone calls on all these topics. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, it's the place. It is the place to bet all of your favorite player props. And right now, you can make the smarter play with performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, well, you can check that out. If you are thinking, you know, maybe someone's flirting with a triple-double, check that out as well, because you can get all the latest stats, the stats themselves, right there inside the app. See who's heating up. And once the game starts, well, that's when things get really interesting. Combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for your chance to win really big. It's all at FanDuel.com/hammer. And as always, remember, you can get started with $200 in bonus bets. That's $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. $200 in bonus bets. All the different sports, all the different games you can bet on. Where? At FanDuel.com/hammer.